apparently there was a memo issued by the Department of Homeland Security back in May, which has only just become public. And according to this, there was a credible source that said that the Mexican drug smugglers, the cartels, had gathered together, even the competing ones, because there's a valley in Arizona. And apparently their shipments of cocaine, marijuana, heroin, and other drugs have been ambushed there by hijackers or people preying on their illicit traffic. And they've sent assassins, they call them sicarios, which refers to a dagger, into Mexico, 15 guys. And they were tasked with finding these bandits and taking them out. And this area has become it's called the Vicol Valley, has become such a drug trafficking route, because once they get through it, they head either towards Phoenix or towards California, the strategic route. It's become so prevalent that the cartels have to make it safer for themselves. And there are warnings to people, casual tourists and so forth, not to go into this area. And that is the most significant part of this, because the fight in Mexico is the fight of the central government to reestablish its sovereignty over all the territory of Mexico. You know, there are places where even the government couldn't go because of these cartels. And this is very dangerous for it to be happening here in the United States. Any American citizen should be able to go to any place in the territory of the United States and feel safe and secure. And to lose even some remote barren valley is simply not acceptable.
Do we have any indication from DHS that they're prepared to take action to fight against these assassins?
Well, I presume they are. Now, remember, this memo came out in May, or was drafted in May, and it's only becoming public now. So I don't know what measures have been taken, but, you know, initially they leave it up to local law enforcement. There's a sheriff in that county, and presumably they will keep that valley clear or safe or find these assassins. We haven't heard anything between May and now about these so-called assassins being apprehended. So, you know, based on what's publicly available, we don't know what the fate of this whole operation was. But it has just come out that the cartels were sending their people in on this kind of a mission. Supposedly there were 15 guys, and they were dressed as backpackers, and they were supposed to go into this valley and take out these hijackers.
I hope this doesn't sound specious, but I would think that even the Mexican drug cartels, as, for lack of a better word, gutsy as they appear to be, you would think they wouldn't be foolish enough to provoke the United States government, DHS, and then, of course, the Department of Defense.
Well, you know, it's interesting because they've become so desperate that they've been emboldened. And this was our cover story in our October issue. You know, it's not because they're inherently aggressive or really feeling their oats. Quite the contrary. It's because they're feeling pressured, and because they're being squeezed on the United States side and squeezed on the Mexican side, that they feel they have to take these desperate actions. And certainly hijacking contraband is not something that they can take lightly, because they are losing their cash. Smuggling has gone down. There's been a lot of seizures of that. There's been a lot tighter security at the border, so it's much harder to get drugs in. And then on top of that, you have these freelancers, you know, and they felt they had to take action. So there's a lot of threats to American border enforcement, a lot of threats to the Border Patrol, and, of course, there's brutal carnage in the northern Mexican state. So it's a sign of desperation, but it's one that can't go unanswered.